Wonderful Woofuckack. Hello, Jesse.
Oh, I'm eating. I'm
sure I know, you're always eating.
Your
last night was the night of pavements. What did you do?
I just...
Oh, welcome, everyone. What did you do on the night of pavements?
Well, it was fucking freezing cold.
It was.
So I kind of wore a lot of my... Actually, I couldn't because most of my clothes were soaked from being in the tub from the others. I still didn't get them dry. So, you know, I had to go out and buy a parka that was dry, and I wore that, and I just kind of watched Netflix on my phone while shivering. It sucked. You know, drank a lot of vodka.
Nice.
Yeah, and just kind of, you know what, and some neighbors saw that I was drinking vodka and watching Netflix, so they invited me over to their section of sidewalk. And it was actually in their driveway, which is still technically pavement. So I didn't think we were breaking the rules, and we watched.
What? Whoa, 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 whoa.
No. Oh, did I fuck up?
Oh, that... yeah. The Mounties are going to come down on you like a ton of bricks.
Shit.
You have. Okay. I don't even know if I can carry on. I nearly vomited in my own mouth.
That's what that smell is.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So how was your night of sidewalks?
Good. We just...
they were just going to end it there. Just good.
Good, just good. Yeah, we just did hopscotch for 12 hours. So, yeah. This is day 19 of Wofuckack. We're almost there.
Is this day 19?
We're almost there.
Wow.
We're almost there, children.
What's is this a Patreon episode or is this a free?
This is a free episode.
A free episode.
So all of you non-paying people can enjoy this.
Fucking free.
You've missed out on some treats. The things you've missed out on. Stories, laughs, ASMR.
One of our patrons asked me to make them an ASMR commercial, which I did, an audio, like a radio commercial for an ASMR product, and it was really a lot of fun.
Do you know what as well? Fuck it. Let's do a live stream for just our patrons in the new year. We'll have fun. We'll just do a live.
I mean, that's part of the Patreon package anyway.
No, that's what I mean. I'm just saying it. Don't tell these guys. I'm trying to make it seem like we just came up with a great idea. And I've got a really cool topic I want to talk about.
All right.
It's basically one of Canada's greatest bank robbers. We'll do a live stream all about one of Canada's greatest bank robbers.
Is he from the Stopwatch Gang?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
What's his name?
I'm not going to tell you. You have to pay. You have to be behind the paywall.
Because I actually know, like, the Stopwatch Gang is...
But it's not the Stopwatch Gang.
Okay. It's three Canadians.
No, it's one Canadian. It's one not Canadian. The Stopwatch Gang.
I love the Stopwatch Gang.
Okay,
so
cool.
Much.
Anyway. Amazing.
Anyway, that's... Okay, so open the door number 19 for day 19.
This is a science door.
A science door.
Listen to it. There we go.
That's very science-y.
Yeah, everybody loves the science. The sounds of science. So... This story is called the Communist Tractor Christmas Party.
The Communist Tractor Christmas Party.
Yeah, one of those typical stories you bumble across in the news every once in a while. You know, the kind of story. So it was actually a recollection.
That's fruit by the foot. I'm like, what are you slowly unraveling in front of you?
I don't like eating it by the foot. I like to roll it up into a ball.
So now we get reseeding it at the mic. This is a treat for all our listeners. Oh, yeah.
Comedic cartoon swallow at the end.
Enjoy that.
Here we go.
That's horrible. If you're going to get mad at anyone now, get mad at Reese for that one.
So me criticizing you and I do literally the worst thing.
That was kind of disgusting.
Anyway, so this story is based on a recollection by Bob Irvin, who used to work for the Canadian government. He worked in Supply and Services Canada, which was the government's purchasing arm. So you would buy anything from tanks to toilet paper for the Canadian government. And this was in 1986, so the late 80s.
Hold on, what was it? What did I miss this? This is a...
Were you listening to anything?
A catalog that you could buy tanks and toilet paper?
No, his job was to buy things for the government. So the military would go, we need tanks. So he'd find out where to buy some tanks. Or they go, we need toilet roll for the...
His job was to buy everything the government needed.
Yeah.
Everything.
Well, whatever they needed, that was his job, to find a supplier.
One guy.
No, there was lots of people. He was just one of the people.
Look, hanging out in Costco.
He wasn't known the king.
Giant cart.
Yeah, he wasn't just the purchasing king. He was a part of a team.
Well, all right.
And his boss said that, and this is during the Cold War with the USSR, his boss said that the Soviets were complaining that they buy Canadian wheat every year, but the Canadians never buy anything back off off the USSR at all.
Didn't have anything we wanted.
Well, that was it. But his job was to try and come up with something. But also, Australia was exporting a lot of wheat and trying to be nice to them because they were. We need to be nice to them because
who was being
so the Canadian government needed to be nice to the USSR because right. They wanted to continue selling them wheat.
Okay,
and Australia was trying to get in on the game and going, we can sell you wheat from down under.
Okay. So it was down to who's going to buy the most useless shit from the USSR so that we can continue to sell them wheat.
Yeah, exactly.
Us or Australia.
So
I don't pay attention. I don't pay attention. So this is one of those rare instances where I do.
So they came up with the idea of buying tractors off them. So they...
to cut the wheat down. Right.
That's well, they were like, well, you never buy anything from us. Okay, what have you got? Tractors? Cool. So they had this, they were making Belarusian tractors and they sent them a load of information. Going, oh, cool. Yeah, we got tractors. And they were looking at the tractors. And so this purchaser went around the government going, hey, anyone want to buy a Belarusian tractor? And for months, he went around and around and around, and nobody wanted to buy a Belarusian tractor.
Who was this?
Bob Irvin. This is his story.
Oh, so hold on. He had already bought the tractor, and now he was trying to sell it.
He was trying to convince government departments to buy lots of tractors.
Oh, I see. Okay,
to keep them happy.
I gotcha. He didn't buy it, and then try to find a buyer for it. Okay, he was smart enough to not do that. Right, okay.
So he was asking around any government departments, you know, his examples were, you know, did anyone need tractors in Fredericton to clear snow or any of those things? And they had no luck at all.
Wow.
Until they came up, one airport wanted to buy one to cut grass at an airstrip. And the Russians are really happy that there was
one tractor they was bought. Yeah, okay.
So they threw a party to kind of seal the deal, and they were invited to the embassy for a Christmas party. So because he was invited to the embassy, it meant that he had to then be briefed by a Mountie because of espionage, and they basically explained, don't bring your briefcase. Every flower pot has a hidden microphone. Watch how much you drink. And if a sensitive topic comes up, start talking about boring things like the weather. And we'll have a debrief afterwards because spying was a big deal, as we've covered in previous episodes.
Right.
So they went there.
Who went to where?
Government purchaser. Bob.
Bob went to...
There to seal the deal
to USSR.
On this single tractor. And it was a Christmas... So they met an old home...
Shit up. That's insane.
So he went to, he was greeted by a line of men in dark suits.
Oh my God. All over a fucking tractor.
And then a stocky man with biceps bulging through his black leather jacket held out a cocktail glass full of cigarettes and a lighter in the other, and he declined. And then in the length of the room was a huge buffet, and predominantly displayed in the middle was a spit roasted pig.
This is for a
Just for him. Just to sign the deal.
Move on for to one fucking tractor. no way. It's got to be more than one tractor.
And his boss whispered to him to make sure he ate lots of food. Otherwise, it would be like an incident if they didn't take the most hospitality. But what it descended in, I don't think the deal went through in the end.
Why not?
Because he moved on to other projects, and shortly after...
But he was there, right? Wouldn't the deal be sealed there?
He kind of moved on to other projects, and then the USSR like
they flew
down.
Him over to the fucking USSR. They fed him.
They didn't fly him over. This was in the Russian embassy. But then what happened was,
but still, I mean, I guess, yeah, it's kind of funny.
But then the cool thing about this story was, as they were drinking and getting a bit more relaxed, and they started talking about tractors and started talking about hockey. They then had a singing contest with them. Where they led them through.
Canada's formed, man.
Yeah, they led them through to a room where there was a piano, and they had a singing contest. And everybody sang so beautifully that people were almost crying. They were moved to tears as they were all drinking and singing songs from each other's countries to each other.
Oh, and that's really sweet.
And then eventually the Berlin Wall fell, and obviously things changed. But I thought that was quite a nice little story.
It ended in a different way than I thought it was going to end.
No fucking idea what happened to the tractor, but if you've got a Belarusian tractor at your airport, let us know. So yeah, that's the story. And tonight, what night is it tonight, Jesse?
I forget.
The night of mist and fog and sometimes smoke.
Ooh, remind me that I kind of remember this from last year. Yeah, remind me more about this.
So fog will it's just science, weather science as they call it. The fog will roll in from the oceans and kind of descend from the mountains, and everyone burns tires to create as much mist as they can, or smoke, or fog.
That would be, yeah.
And the idea is. You just want to see as little as possible. The whole point of it is for you to appreciate the other senses beyond sight.
Oh, okay. I do remember this.
You know, yeah. like those underdeveloped senses like fashion sense. but the word, the disclaimer is that it hurts the eyes, lungs, and soul. So we'll be back tomorrow for more.
Oh, God, I'm not looking forward to tonight. That's going to suck.
Yeah.
Well, can I wear, a gas mask?
No.
Goggles?
No.
No. Okay.
It will hurt the eyes, lungs, and soul. You fucked up last night as well, so.
I can't fuck
up tonight. The night of driveways. It was the night of sidewalks. The secret police are going to get you.
Right.
Yeah. My ass. I might not even see you tomorrow.
I can see you.
Bye, everyone.
Oh, God. Bye. Wonderful Wafuckak.
Wonderful Wafuckak to you.
And you.